This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The Property Show, brought to you by MML Tile on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning and welcome. It's another Friday, which means we start with the Property Show just after the 9:30 a.m. news, just like what we do every Friday. David Chiu here together with Julian Ng. And today, you've got a rather interesting guest who's coming on with a rather interesting proposition, don't you?
Yes, I do, David. I will be talking to Joanne Kwa, who's the Executive Director of KSK Group, and we'll be talking about branded residences and luxury living.
Wow, what does that entail, huh?
Well, I think what it means is that you develop a property and then you put a branded name on it, like Ritz-Carlton, Four Seasons, and things like that.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, let's take a listen and see.
What do you mean when you say you want to redefine urban luxury living?
I think, let's talk about the trend of luxury properties in KL. I think over the span of the last few years, there has been a lot of talk about luxury properties in KL. But more recently than not, there are a lot of branded residences that started to come up. And, how we view it is that, for KL, it's still in an infancy stage. So you have branded residences like, for example, Ritz-Carlton coming up and Four Seasons Place. Branded residences has been around in the world market for a long time. For example, in London, you have the Shard now that has just come up. And the Shard brings in basically three elements for branded residences, which is architecture, great architecture, impeccable services for the residences in the Shard provided by Shangri-La Hotel, and then you have a great interior design.
So you're going along the same lines as well?
Correct. So we're going along the same lines. So here for 8 Conley, we're actually, for our branded service residences, we're not only bringing, we have a hotel, 5-star hotel component in our development. So for our branded service residences, we actually have two components, two brand partners instead of just one, like what KL has actually seen.
What was it before, and what kind of new things are you injecting into that concept right now? What I mean is that in terms of luxury living, right, because you want to redefine it, what was the concept of luxury living before, and what is it changing into today?
Luxury living at the beginning, it's just bringing you a certain level of quality of furnishings and fittings, and having a property management company service your development and where you're actually living in. And that's why now the phase is now going into branded residences, where you still have the service, but the service is elevated to another level, which where the 5-star hotel comes in, because they bring in impeccable service. And when you buy a branded service residence, you expect the quality of service to be of the 5-star hotel quality service right at your doorstep. With branded residences around the world, I think a while back there was a study done by Knight Frank, and they said that branded residences command average in the world 30% premium to just your luxury apartments. And that doesn't come just with impeccable service from the hotel operators, but also with good architecture and actually on layering on top of it good design. So when we found this brand partner, we were actually thinking of having three-dimensional. So it's a space where, people can really call their own, and actually creating this whole vertical village. What we really want to do is actually sort of create an urban community vertically, where everybody can live in it.
Is in that community? You would have shops and schools and hospitals.
So what we have is actually a vertical community where, sort of like-minded people actually kind of come together and actually live in this residence. So it's like creating an oasis in the city, where we also have a retail component. And having all this lifestyle F&B and wellness shops in the development itself. So it's really a one stop shop where you have everything right at your doorstep.
It sounds wonderful. Let's talk about some costs. How much does it cost to buy into one of these units, and what is the monthly maintenance cost as well?
Okay, we are starting our average per square foot at about 2,700 ringgit per square foot.
Wow, that's quite high. How much of a premium is that to current average prices around that area?
I think if you look at, actually, there are already some branded residences that are in the area. For example, Bayantri, there is Ruma, you know, there's Ritz-Carlton, as I mentioned before, there's Four Seasons. And the average of all those properties right now is at about 2,500 to about 3,000 ringgit per square foot.
Mm-hmm.
So we are pricing ourselves right at the middle, but at the same time, we're saying that we're bringing two brands, and we're making sure that when you hear of these brands, you know that you're going to get that kind of quality of finishings and fittings already.
And how big is the average size of each of these apartments?
They are ranging from 680 square feet to about 1,200 square feet.
So it's a smallish kind of abode that has a service hotel component as well.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And you were saying that... of course, these are service residences.
Yes.
If the owner is just buying it for investment, can they then cede the management of that unit to you to manage the rental and so on?
Yes, that's right. Basically, what we're saying is that it will be managed actually by the hotel. So the hotel would take care of the things for you. And, you know, they will even be providing things like concierge services to you. They will be managing all your public amenities and public spaces. But at the same time, you know, we recognize when you live in the city, there are certain things that you need. For example, laundry. Maybe you're a little bit lazy to go out, and you know, these hotels, they can actually provide you with a la carte services like that.
We're speaking to Joanne Kwa, Executive Director of KSK Group. More to come after this.
The Property Show is brought to you by MML Tile. Stay tuned for more property insights after this. We're back on The Property Show, brought to you by MML Tile.
You're listening to The Property Show. We're speaking to Joanne Kwa, Executive Director of KSK Group, and we're talking about branded residences and luxury living. You know, I just want to get your views, because you talk about architectural concepts.
Sure.
And what do you think about this idea that luxury developments actually does polarize society a lot? And
mm-hmm.
if you talk about Conde, that's...
Mm-hmm.
in the heart of Kuala Lumpur. So Kuala Lumpur then becomes the playground for the very rich, right? The ultra rich,
mm-hmm.
who will buy into these properties, these assets. But where does that leave integration of society?
Okay, that is actually an interesting question. It's also something that we thought about, and that's why we have the retail component. The retail component is not a big it's not a huge component, it's not a mall. And what we really want to do is actually to complement the area around there. So if you know the 8 Conley development, the location is, it's just 2 minutes away from Pavilion. But for our retail, what we really want to do is we really want to target the upper middle. So we're going into more F&B, we're going into more lifestyle shops. So it's more bespoke, and so therefore it creates that synergy between, you know, the people who are actually living in that development. Because obviously the people who are living in that development, they're not only, it's not just the rich people, but it's also probably the upper middle.
Yeah, because at 2,700 ringgit per square foot, this
sure.
would be beyond the means of the average Malaysian.
Sure.
So who are you marketing to
We are marketing, actually, we're targeting 50% local buyers, but we're also targeting 50% foreign buyers. Because the difference is that we say for branded residences, you're no longer targeting just KL alone. The people who actually buy branded residences, they're very savvy buyers, and they're people who come from all over the world, and they know their brands and they appreciate these brands.
And also a lot of headwind had happened in the property sector over the last year or so
sure.
due to government policies. I
sure.
mean, the developers' interest-bearing scheme had
sure.
been removed, and the introduction of RPGT, real properties gain tax,
sure.
as well as next year we're going to see GST as well being implemented.
Sure.
Do you think that this would make a difference in the demand for luxury living in KL?
No, I think there will still be interest from the people, but I think now people will start to filter through the luxury properties in KL and really just buy into luxury properties which are of a certain quality and also of a certain location.
And if I understand it correctly, the KSK Group was previously in insurance.
Sure.
Therefore, you had to buy the land at higher prices. Do you think that you're coming into this market at the peak, at the top of the market?
You know, we really don't think there is a right time or a wrong time to come into the property market in the first place, because when for the group, when we decided to go into property development a year ago, and we say that it's one of our core businesses, it's in, we are in for the long haul. I think when we bought the piece of land, you know, the perception was that, you know, we paid one of the highest prices for that piece of land
when
in
was
KL.
This? How many years ago?
We completed the land deal in March this year.
This year, okay.
But the point is, you know, we really look at the piece of land and really see what is the concept that we can create on that piece of land itself.
Are you worried about the amount of supply of units coming out onto the market? I mean, you're talking about thousands and thousands of units. Every developer is jumping onto the luxury bandwagon because mm-hmm. of the location. The land prices are high, the development costs are very high, and therefore they have to price it quite highly as well. Do you think that oversupply is worrying? Is there an oversupply problem?
I think it depends on also the sizes of the units that you're actually offering, and that's also part and parcel. I mean, we did our research for a long while looking at our piece of land and what products we should really be offering. I don't think there is an oversupply in the market at the moment in terms of the smaller sized units, and that's why strategically we have those sizes of units. But at the same time, as I said before, I think it's also filtering through to see which are the units that are worth buying and whether or not there are a certain quality of level for people buying the units. On average, you know, the people who are going to be buying our property, you know, you're paying about 1.5 million and above. So people like that are really very savvy buyers, and they go into the development looking at, you know, what are your furnishings that you're really offering? What are the real services that you're really offering? So mm-hmm. you really have got to be tip-top as a property developer and really know where is that niche that you're going into.
So these units are between 600 and 1200 square feet.
Correct.
What are the rental yields that you would expect, this being you know, a serviced apartment and mm-hmm. service unit that's linked to a hotel development as well? How do the rental yields compare to other units around the around that location?
Yeah, I think it's probably on par. I think Pavilion currently right across us is doing about probably a range of the yields probably about 4 to 6%, so we would expect the same for our development.
So does that include the cost of paying for the management?
Yeah, I think I would.
Okay,
think
that's
so.
net cost of 4 to 6%.
Yeah.
And what would you think is the long-term returns for such investment, capital returns, after accounting for all, you know, the taxes, if any, and all the other costs?
For example, I think when Bayantri first started out, they were at about, a long while ago, they started at 1,800 per square foot. And today, you know,
that seems like such a distant path, right?
Yeah, correct. But it wasn't very long time ago. And today, they're at about 2,600 per square foot.
But you certainly can't expect this kind of phenomenal growth indefinitely going forward. Otherwise, KL would be such an expensive place to do business.
But I think for branded residences, because it's still such an infancy stage in KL, you really have to look at the wider market.
And that was Joanne Kwa, Executive Director of KSK Group, on the Property Show this morning. We were talking about luxury living and branded residences.
Hmm. Well, it's quite new, isn't it, as far as KL is concerned?
It is a new concept, and I suppose it's got a lot of potential, because in every city, especially, you know, like a city like KL and mm-hmm. even Hong Kong, Singapore, there are parts of the city which would be playgrounds for the rich, right?
That's
so
true.
All this kind of very premium residences and luxury living, the idea of luxury living would be quite demanded by all these people who have a lot of money.
Right. And talking about luxury living as well, I see our first item that's up for, you know, for your perusal, should you want to invest in some house, is actually quite not exactly cheap.
Yeah, David, this is your hood, isn't it? This is Pulau Tikus in Penang.
Pulau Tikus.
It's called The Manor, and they're developing bungalows with a built-up of about 5,576 square feet, or about 520 square meter. Mm-hmm. 2014 estimated completion, so that would be soon, and it comes at a cool selling price of about 5 million ringgit.
It only says one bungalow, you know. Is that the only one that's going on? No wonder it can be ready now.
Yeah, bungalows, I think.
Or you might instead go for something more affordable. It's called Sunway Geo Residences. This one's available in for viewing over at Bandar Sunway. They are condominiums, actually, and it's developed by Sunway South Keys and Dembaard. Price is about 1.1 million ringgit onwards for a 1,388 square foot apartment that's built up. This one, though, is going to be completed by 2017. And that's about it for this week's property show. Don't forget to join us again every Friday, yeah, as we look into interesting property topics every week. And if you have any feedback or anything, send it in to us at enquiry@bfm.my. So, till then, we'll see you.
The Property Show, brought to you by MML Tile. Everything looks better with MML. On BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.